פרש ויחי טוב של עין היי The parasha describes the last days of Yaakov Avinu, and the Torah describes at length a very interesting parasha. Ve'eni Yisrael kovdu mizoykin lo yuchal liros. Vayagish oisem eilov Yaakov Avinu, eyesight is weakening, he can't see anymore, and Yosef brings his sons Menashe and Ephraim to get a bracha by the Zeidah, and Yosef wants to bring his children to the father. Vayikach Yosef shneim es Ephraim b'smol Yisrael. He takes Ephraim in his right hand to go. Is coming towards Yaakov Avinu, b'smol Yisrael, to the left of Yaakov Avinu. There's Menashe b'smoloi mi'misa vayagish eilov. He wanted the right hand obviously go on the Bechor, and Yaakov should put his left hand on Ephraim, and Yosef set it up that way perfectly. Something goes, and this gets this Yosef must say deja vu over here, blindness, and here it goes again. What's going on over here? The Bechor is not getting the bracha again. You know, he had the same thing with his brother, He's misakel his hands, ki menashe the bechor. So we have to understand what's going on over here in the Maisa. First of all, the pasuk says, sikel es yodov ki menashe ha-bechor. The pasuk says, menashe was the bechor of Adam. So the first thing is, why did Yaakov Avinu just ask Yosef to switch them around? Switch them around. He has to go like this so we can have a good, nice picture of the coloring books. Maybe he's teaching how to do Hagma on Shibbutz Torah. What's that? Mazzah. Yosef's coming to him. Yaakov knew this, what was going on. Moses is ready to get the bracha. Mazzah. So you could tell he musar of Oisai. He didn't want it to go in. I think Bali Musa said this more than that. The big Yisrael ben Amchaver. He didn't want to take. If you take the Timamish to take Menashe and move him over, a musar daher we could say. It could be they say it, but he didn't want to take Menashe and move him over and transplant in his place if Ryan put him in. That would have been too much. But I think the pasuk. Sikeles Yodov Kimnasha Bechor, he's the Bechor, he's on the right side. He's on the right side. But Yaakov had an intention. Sikeles Yodov Kimnasha Bechor. Menash is the Bechor. Vayivorachas Yosef, Vayoyim Elakim, he gives a brought to Yosef. And now comes a very, very interesting exchange. Vayar Yosef. Yosef sees ki Yoshes over Yad Yamino on Rosh Ephraim. He sees that he had to put his hand, his right hand on Rosh Ephraim. Vayera be'enof. He got very, very nervous. What's going on over here? Something wrong. Vayismoch Yad over, and he starts to lift his father, he starts to support Ta. Maybe he's going a little bit, Ta's showing something wrong over here. He's making a terrible mistake. Ta, there's a mistake. He starts to lift his hands. Pell the Gazakh the first, what the Hosel Sami Rosh Ephraim, Rosh Menashe, for Yoimi Yosef al Ovilachin, Ovi Kizer, Bechor Simi Mincha Rosh, and now he said, Tata is making, he's the Bechor, maybe you don't see good. The Bechor is Menashe, put your hand on Menashe, put your right hand on Menashe. So Stamazoy had already this year, Stamazoy interesting. The mice beforehand, when he had his hands, he had his hands stretched out, they were on the head, and he started giving brachas to Yosef. He didn't before him. He didn't interrupt. It's a very good, a big yizoid also in the Chayaris, he said that Yosef had. I mean, the mice right away, he should have jumped on the scene, right away. It was a whole thing, a whole bracha. And then the Pasuk says, my mamuzka is only on the side. I see that's the derech eretz, the Yosef of his tata. I mean, till, right now he's not doing the bracha for them yet. I don't want to interrupt his bracha, cut him off in the middle of a sentence. After he finished the bracha to Yosef, now he's about to mevarach the children. Now he says, Tal, you're going to mevarach the children. You have to know something. There's something wrong over here. Vayimoyin oviv, vayoyimu yadati v'niyadati. His father's moin. He holds back. Vayoyimu yadati v'niyadati. I know. Big Yisoid here also, Rabbi Sa. These are all side commercials. But big Yisoid here also. We think in our generation, we are more advanced. The older generation, sometimes, as with Shalom, obviously there's more to it than Yosef, but we think sometimes that we're more advanced technologically, this, that. Sometimes, I mean, especially in the Goyish about that way. We look on the older generation. What do they know? Yadati v'niyadati. I know very well. Gam hu yelo'om v'gam hu yigdol v'l ochiv ha'koto yigdol v'yimele v'zari yemalei God. I know very well. Hu yelo'om v'gam hu yigdol v'l ochiv ha'koto yigdol v'yimele v'zari yemalei God. He's going to become very big. He's going to wax into a great person, but his brother is going to be tremendous, much, much greater. So first of all, we have to understand what was the Shakavataya over here. I mean, Yosef didn't know this. Yaakov is saying right now, he's going to be greater. So the word is that Yaakov, Yosef, Vaistoy saw them as equal. They're equal. They're equal in greatness. They weren't young kids, I don't think. They weren't young kids. So Vaistoy, Yosef saw they were just as equal. So Yaakov Avinu says, no, he's going to be greater. Okay. So if you tell me that I see in the future of this person himself, I see in his future that he's going to be the Gadol Hador, okay? And he's going to not going to be Gadol, okay, I understand. Rashi doesn't say that. What's Pshat? Rashi says, Hu Yigdo, Sha'asa Gidon Lotzis Mimeno, Shorash Baruch Oysa Nesal Yada. That from Menashe can come out Gidon, Hashem's going to make a great Nes. So he's Miyigda, he's going to become something great. Aber och va kot yigdo vi menu sho os Joshua lot says me menu she yan khos or ze yav to Israel tell the gazah of us he's going to have a great grandson called Joshua and he's going to have a great grandson and Joshua's okay very nice but right now what's going on are they equal or not because he has a great grandson the pel the gazah Yaakov says I see and that's the yadati b'dei okay I see further than you see Yosef you see in front of you. Okay, but that makes him deserve the bracha more? What's the pshat? Why does that make him deserve the bracha more? Because he has a great, great grandchild. That needs beer. And the last thing that needs beer, Vayevorchem, Vayoyimahu Leimor, he blessed them on that day saying, Becho Yevorch Yisrael Leimor, Yesimcho Elokim, Yevraim, Yevraim, Vayosim, Yevraim, Yevraim, Yevraim. So here again, we have to understand. So the Targum Yonis ben Azil says a pella de gazal. I mean, this is the bracha that we make every Friday night. But vayivorechem bayoyim ahu leimor Chazal say b'choy yivorech Yisrael. So the pasuk says b'choy yivorech Yisrael, and this is how Klai is going to bench people. This is how people are going to bench, and that's how we bench Friday night b'choy yivorech Yisrael. This is the benching. A person wants to bench his son. A person with Yisim Chalukim Chayefrayim Menashe, it's unbelievable, but it's not Mechizik El Amunah. See, till today, you know, Mr. Belchbaum, sitting there Friday night, comes home, and then he comes home, and he says, Your uncle, come over for a blessing. Your simcha, it's not this chuda, the Bible. Here it is. Many, many thousand years before it's the chayva Hashi. Here he is, Mr. Belchbaum. Simcha, sarala, kesara rifka. Everything's stay in the Torah, doisha by sefa. But the ma'isa, it's a pelad gezach. Yaakov Avinu shtels avek. The ganze klal yisof for all the doiras. This is going to be the bed. When a person wants to berach his son, yisimcha lim kefarachim menashe pelad gezach. But the stam is it. First epis, this is the bracha. Yisimcha lim kefarachim menashe. What's that? But the Targum Yonasan said even a more fascinating thing. So the Targum Yonasan ben Azil, Uberachina bi yoimahu lemeima. On the day of the bris, people don't know this murder, the Targum Yonasan. Targum Yonasan ben Uziel says that on the day of bris, this is the bracha to give out on the day of the bris, Yishavinoch Hashem kefarachim Hashem. This is the bracha you give to your child. At the day of the bris is the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, Yisimcha lehim kefarachim v'chim Hashem. So we have to understand what's happens on the day of the bris, and what's happens menayim menashe. We also want to tie this year the shmuz into the inyan, which is very nogeyed. Obviously, we're holding leil asur b'tevis, which is a fast. That like I was heard two guys walking out of the base medrash just now, just and one guy was just telling the other guy there's a fast tomorrow, and it was like it looked like a yeshiva man. Not trying to make it. He says, yeah, there is. Like, this is one of the fasts that no one knows. So in Gedalia, okay, gets to Rosh Hashanah, and then you have the 3 weeks everybody knows about. A servant table sometimes flies in there in the middle of the winter. You didn't know, not even know. Oh, there's a fast tomorrow. And the mice, we don't know how the chosh of this fast is. Nechshav, in Chazal, the halacha is, it doesn't come out. In halacha, it's nifsak, that even if it comes out on Shabbos, we would fast. It's the only fast that if it came out on Shabbos, we'd fast. But Chaim, it's safe for Lord, it's a brisket din, it's a din xeris hakos of hayoim. But the Bali Musa say, Gavaldik, you sawed, because it's the aschalta, it's the aschalta of all the Puranis. Everything started with tomorrow. And everything looks in the aschalta. The Gemara says that Be'emis, we should have fasted tomorrow in Tainus, Dav Choftes. The Gemara says that we Be'emis should fast Tisha B'Av on Yud B'Av. Called Yud Ba'av, not Tisha B'Av. I don't know if it has the same ring. But we should fast on Yud Ba'av. Because the Beis HaMikdash was burnt that day. So what are we fasting Tisha B'Av? The Gemara says they lit the fire for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash close to the Shkia and then and Roiv on the next day. There's a Lomdash Mahar, Eshim Shumchitza, that's not for now. But the Maisa, no, the Yes, the Steer of Yochel Shitash, but anyway, that's not for now. The Muki Yosef Mahar, Eshim Hanukkah's neighbors. But that's not for now. But the Maisa, the Gemara answers, Aschalta Teparanusa, the beginning of the Peronis. When does it start? The starting factor, the starting day, the beginning is always, everything spirals after this beginning. Once the beginning gets in, once they broke the breach, into that was the sort of, sorry, but as they breached, they broke the breach, they make the siege around Jerusalem, they started the siege, I'm sorry, the besieging of Yerushalayim, the starting of that besieging started on Sarah B'Tavis. This was the aschalta of the whole Churban. And since it was the aschalta, Rabbi said, it's made a big deal about that even on Shabbos we have to mourn because the beginning is the beginning of the end. And therefore it's a big day. But we want to discuss it in different terms today. What's the inyan of Sarah B'Tavis? Really, don't get these last few days of us because it doesn't attest B'Tavis. The Chazal say that it has a kesha. This is a think the Yaakov Avinu's message over here, Rabbi Yisai. It was that not, he wasn't trying to diminish Menashe's status as a Bechor. That wasn't his intention. And that's why he didn't switch the places. Ki Menashe HaBechor. He was not trying to diminish the Chashivas of the Bechor. And he wasn't trying to deja vu it. He understood that the Menashe deserves his kavod and his place for being the Bechor. But Sikil es Yodov. Ki Minasha Bechor. Sikil es Yodov. The Seichel. His hands put in the right place in order. I think the Taich, the Pasha Taich, Yaakov was trying to give Yosef a deher. Yeah. And this is something that you have to live with, Yosef. You have to live with this all your life. You have to know. Akama, vikama, vikama. The chashivas of the Bechor. And we had kama, vikama, vikama, the chashivas of Menashe himself. Being, as we know, Menashe was following Yosef in that derech of the Askon, of the one handling the governmental duties, of making sure that Klal Yisrael has their mokoyim, of, in a certain sense, leading Klal Yisrael, sustaining Klal Yisrael. The Yosef, who was Sholit, and he was the one who was Mefarnes and Zon, and took care of everyone, the Fiatov. But you have to know Yosef, no matter how important, and no matter how godless, there is in Menashe's Bechoira, and in his job, and his position, as being Mefarnes, Sikil es Yodov ki Menashe Bechor, you have to realize that Ephraim is the one that deserves the priority. He has to be the one that deserves the first place. He has to be the one looked up to as the top of the list. When we have a list of our priorities, when we're looking to understand the right derech, we have to know Vayosem es Ephraim es Bnei Menashe. And this understanding is not only because Ephraim and Menashe himself, we see, this I want to bring out, the next word that we want to say, that the reason why he gave the bracha, ki hu yigdal, he's going to become great. Oh, we talk about the grandchildren, not this I want to say out the word from Rav Chaim Volozhin. The Rav Chaim Volozhin says on the Mishnah, Asura Doiros Minoya Baravram. It says there are 10 Doiros in the Mishnah Perekhei Mishnah Gimel. Asura Doiros Minoya Baravram. The next Mishnah, Mishnah Dal, says Asura Nisyonis Nisnas Avram Avinu. Yes, Reb Chaim V'Loshin, why in the first Mishnah doesn't say Avinu? It says Minoya Baravram. Dear Reb Chaim V'Loshin, every word of Chazal. So Reb Chaim V'Loshin, because in Asura Nisyonis Nisnas Avram Avinu, they weren't just Nisyonis. They became Klal Yisrael's DNA. They became Klal Yisrael's characteristic traits. That every Nisoya that Avram went through, they became part of his essence, that his children and Doris afterwards, by his children and Doris afterwards, it became Keteva Mutba, it makes the Pasuk in Mishlei, it became second nature. And the fact that you didn't love to come to Israel, I love Israel t-shirts. Everybody has them. This guy's in Texas. He barely knows he's Jewish. He wants to go to Israel. Birthright. What's his big going to Eretz Israel? So Reb Chaim V'Loshin from the Nisoyan of Lech Lecha that put in our mind, he didn't want to be in Eretz Israel, the belt of the Eretz Israel, a war-torn country. People, you know, a guy that call up his rabbi, he wants to go back to Uganda. They're fighting over there, everything. Am I? Can I go? The guy's calling up in the middle of woods, and missiles coming. Is it saying, what are you crazy? What are you doing? I want to go to Israel. I have a feeling I want to go to Eretz Israel. What's he doing? No one's going to Congo. He says, Mamish, you have to get there, Eretz Israel. The Yidin, Mamish, Jews, the stories they tell, they found their way back somehow. They ended up at the Kotel. The guy was in his hands all the way in Tibet, the top of the Himalayas, with a little goatee, a monk in the monkeys. And there he is by the Kotel. Shalom Aleichem, with his goatee. What's going on? I mean, what is this? It's not the chance. Abdul Chaim Elosha comes from the sign of Lech Lecha. And the feeling that Yidden are ready to self-sacrifice their lives for the Yiddish guy, to give up their lives for it. Because we're Nishoyin of that Kedah. It's part of our DNA. And he goes through all the Nishoyin, why we see today. You didn't take everything, Gamzu L'Toiva. There's Gamzu L'Toiva. You don't see it. That also comes from Avram. Avram inherited to his children and offspring, to the generations, the Midas, the Nishoyin. The Mimela, one of the time, that's the Pshat over here also. Gamhu Yito. Gamhu Yelo. Avada the godless, the leadership of Menashe, his qualities are going to lead to an unbelievable Gidoy, who's going to be a leader of Klal Yisrael, of the characteristic traits, and the Midos, and the godless of Ephraim, is an elite of Yehoshua. And it comes out murdered, the Rabbi said. Because what was Yeshua's greatest Midah? Rashi and Ovid says, the reason why he was Zeichot to inherit Bimanchel Eretz Yisrael, and Malabi, the one who carried on Moshe's job of being of Lama Tori L'Klal Yisrael, was because he was Mishamish. Rashi says, who is the one who was Nimsa Mishamish? Yaakov Avinu, Rabbi Yisrael. Ephraim was the one, that Midah of Shimush, that Midah was given over second nature, and it came to DNA. That's why he deserves the bracha. It's part of his DNA. Shimush, Talmidei Chachamim, the godless of Torah. And this was what Ephraim inherited to his offspring and the generation. Therefore, in Yehoshua was Nimsa Ephraim. And therefore, who Yigdah? This sapling that you see is to equal the tree that's going to grow out is who Yigdah. And therefore, Ephraim deserves the bracha. Vayosem Ephraim's name in Asher. And this is the myriadical lesson that Yaakov is teaching. And finally, I might not want to take away from his chashivos of Menashe. He's going to get a bracha by Yevorachim. He gave a bracha to them. And they both deserve the bracha. And that's why Davke Menashe v'Ephraim. But Menashe v'Ephraim were taka, the ones before Shem Sireh. They're the ones that were in Mitzrayim. And they had to go through to be in a land, as we spoke many times, of the Nisyonis. And to come out Erlich, and to come out V'avdu Eschem Ben Amim, you lived amongst Yaakov Avinu, was no kunz of an Ephraim and Asher, were able to live amongst the Mitzrayim, amongst all the garbage, and to remain Ephraim and Asher. The Yaakov Avinu was able to see the godless that's going to come out. V'yivorachem, this is the bracha for every Yid. When it's the day that we make that separation between Yiddish Yidin and Goyim, the Metzias and the Guf of a Yid, that he's Taka Shaykh, is the Avdu Aschem Ben Amim, the Shaykh to the Bris Mila. That's the day to emphasize by Ephraim and Menashe being the ones with their greatness, what they were able to accomplish, being the ones to go against the tide, go against the Metzias, go against the grain, and remain Ephraim, Menashe, Bnei Yosef, Bnei Yankiv. This is the bracha the Yid has to give a bracha to his children, that they should remain, no matter where we are, and where we are, B'chol Yevorach Yisrael, first B'yom Yid Mahulta, on the day we understand that this is the separation we're making between us and the Goyim. But B'chol Yevorach Yisrael, on every Friday night, which is also Negev Shabbos, which also the Avdil, but B'choy Yevor Yisrael, no matter where we are in the world, we have to retain our identity as Ephraim and Menashe. Retain their identity. That's the Pashtus Rabbi said. That's the. Oh, but the Yisoid Yaakov Avinu was saying is we have to prioritize sometimes, and we have to know, and we have to understand, and we have to live with that understanding that what is the number one on all our lists. Who is the one that we have to go to? Of either there are things that we take care of, but who is? What's the top priority we have to have in Lebanon? And that's Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. That nothing in this world can compare and compete and be on the same level as Torah. No matter how chashuv Menashe is, and no matter how much he's a bechor and a askun and a gevald of a klai, and not to take away shum dali, he's just staying in his position. In the right side. Oh, but the bracha as vayivorech, the schusa bracha, has to go to Ephraim. The schus kedima has to go to Ephraim. Because we have to know that Kovid HaTorah, Rabbi Yisrael, is the most important thing that we have and understand the covet of Torah, and not to diminish in the covet of Torah, and to remind me the covet of Torah, Altila, and to realize that this is the Spitz. There's nothing more important in our lives than we have anything to do, and any time and spare time and any decisions to make. We have to understand, we have to know how to prioritize in this way. And this has to be the lesson the father has to give over. No matter what he's doing in his life. He's the richest guy in the world. He has all the money and he's supporting his yeshivas. He's a Torah supporter. There are knocks at his door every night. Meshulachim, Rashi yeshivas. And they're all there begging at his doorstep. Is Mr. Friedman home? 1 second. I'll see if you got out of the jacuzzi yet. He comes in his bathrobe to meet the Rosh Hashiva. Shana bathrobe. Maybe you have one for me. Mine's a little torn. I got it for my second anniversary. And he comes in his bathing suit to meet the Rosh Hashiva. And then Rosh Hashiva is sitting there next to Mr. Friedman. There's no saying this is a made up pig. Mr. Friedman is sitting in his bathing suit. He put on a robe. I could see his hairy chest. Mr. Friedman. And he's saying, yes. With his feet up. What yeshiva are you here for? Put those feet down! You're talking to a Rosh Yeshiva! And his little boy. Now go bring me a pina colada. And a glass of water for the Rosh Yeshiva. And he calls up his son, make sure you give me first. You know, bring it over to me and then the Rosh Yeshiva. And his son sees this in front of his face. His father sitting in a bathing suit. A long beard and a bathing suit. And he wants to write a book, The Beard and the Bathing Suit. And his father accepts and says, have a nice day, sir. And he gives him an $18 check. And he passed the Rashi on his back. Come back next year. And the son sees this. And he says, well, Dad, what do I want to be when I grow up? I want to be just like you. And his father, Friday night, takes out his son and puts his hand in, Simcha Lekir Fayachim Menashe. No matter how choshev I am, how much money I have in the bank, no matter how many people are running after me for my money, we're not putting down, we're not putting chas v'shalom, the godless of these people give out money, Rabbi Isai. The godless. I wasn't once in Canada, and they have it in other places, in England also, but in Canada I saw it, they had a shul with three mirim sitting there. And people were coming one after another. He was just signing. He was an older man already. He was just signing. I say his name, Joe Baton, his name is. The older man already. He was signing check after check after check. Another person check. Another more. I got a check from my business. So before I leave, I want to say something to you. I am totally amazed at this man. Go anywhere in the world. It's crazy. A guy just sitting there writing checks. Hundreds and hundreds of people coming. Another check. Another check. Giving out money. Sitting there coming. An older man. And I said, I'm amazed at you, I said. I'm just amazed. It's so unbelievable, such a scene to see it. And going to the other room, another guy giving out money like this, just giving out money. A year just called me. He told me he came to Eretz Yisrael, he's making a lot of money now. And he decided he wants to just give out money, so he came on a mission with $50,000. And he's going around to looking for people, looking for, you know, organizations. I'm having over dinner tomorrow night. But he's looking for organizations. And he's looking for places to give out money to poor people. He's running around to give out to poor people. He came and said, I have money. I'm making good money. I want to see it for myself instead of some coming to my door. That was a gewaldic idea. I think if we get out, we should have a mission like that. A new Israel Stalker Mission. IZM, I want to call it. The Israel Stalker Mission. A great idea. You bring 10 years, they come and they see moisters. They think that you never, you see people with numbers, not... But you see, Mamash Yidin, the boy said, we have to be makshiv. We have to be machshev she'ein kamoi, Rabbi. The yeshiva world wouldn't be around today. We have to talk about be machshev them, put up plaques for them, mechabed them she'ein kamoi. There has to be an understanding that when it comes to push, comes to shove, this is vayosim esefrayim with name and Hashem. That when a gvir walks into an achasin, and I've seen it before, all the eyeballs are popping out. They're popping out. All the wow, look who walked in. And some of the shivas walking in, a young Russian, whatever, or she was walking in. They got knocks him over. Wait, sorry, I gotta get the brekkies. The way they knocked him over. Some of them walked in and he's trying to get it, and he gets pushed aside by him, and no one looks at him. And everybody's around the gvir. He walked in for 5 minutes. He put on his yarmulke. He was caught by his hair. And he's seeing everybody's looking. Wow, look at that yarmulke that he's wearing. And the Rashiva walks in and no one noticed him. He walked in and walked out. Who's that guy there? Who's that guy with the beard? He's blocking my view of Yitzchok, or whatever his name is, the rich guy. Get him out of the picture. He's blocking the view. Vayosim Mr. Famous Amen Asher. In our Hashivas of Kovod HaTorah, Baruch Menashe told me over, it ties in so well to Asar B'Tavis, Rabbi Yisrael. He said over from Glustein, it says, I just said it over, but it hit me as unbelievable. Was that one of the reasons that these days, Ches Tes, it's also sad days. Chazal tell us. Because they were metargim the Torah, they were in Megillah Tes, everybody knows the story. They put him to the room, they metargim the Torah, Shivim Lashon. Talmei HaMelech, this was the Haschola. And the Teretz Israel B'Yisai. It's also about Kovod HaTorah. We start metargim to other languages. That the Goyim are Shayach to the Torah, to you. That's not our unique gift. The Torah is something that's shared to everybody. The greatness of Torah is diminished. We could translate it. We could lower its chashivas. We could bring it to other languages. It's also Kovod HaTorah. And that's the Haschola. Once Kovod HaTorah is... Once we're not Machshev Torah, our whole Yiddish kind falls down. All the Averis are Baisai. All the Averis. The Gemara says the first Beis HaMikdash was Nechrav. What was it, Nechrav? The first place of Mikdash. What was it, Nechrav? So the Gemara, three Averis, Yumates, Gidarai, Shvilz Domim. Oh, but there's a Gemara in Peyalf in the Dorm says, Tehei in Bar Metzia, Shloi Berchu Batara Tchila. And the Ran explains that Torah wasn't Choshev in our eyes. It's like any other subject. So different Torah, so will the real answer stand up? Is it this big three? Is it? So some learned that if we were stark in Torah, so then it would never happen. Torah would have affected us. Torah mangu matzi, so it took a vala. Abba lemaisa, I want to say once a different tense. That if Torah was something so chashiv to us, we'd never sink to that level. We out to sink to that level is because Torah wasn't chashiv in our eyes. We could sink to the level of because Torah is not the number one, the primary thing. And this is something, Rabbi Yisrael, that we all can take a lesson from, Rabbi Yisrael. It could be that's the emphasis in another Mahalach, and Yomid de Mahulta, Rabbi Yisrael. Yomid de Mahulta, there, Brismila. Brismila, as the Oilus of Ephraim says, Rabbi Kivega, Brismila, was the day when Machnas ourselves into Torah. The Oilus of Ephraim explains, he's trying to explain why a grandfather should be the Sandik, because when you bring the kin into Bismillah, when you take off the Orlas HaGuf, you're removing the Orlas HaLev, it's HaSchola into Torah. On that day, we have to know very clearly, on the first day of the HaSchola into Torah, the first lesson in Cheder, that's the Yisimcha Elohim, okay, Ephraim Menashe, you Achnose into Torah, Yisimcha Elohim, Ephraim Menashe. We got to prioritize it. We have to know the most chashuv thing in our life, and it's so important. Rabbi said, chutz from realizing, from the whole world trying to that brainwashes us that becoming wealthy and influential is number one, and we're not mocked in it. Wealth, influence, askonis is necessary, and it's chashuv and ma'oi. Don't take away Menashe's position; he has to stay in his position. But we can't in any way think for 1 second about that. I remember I was once in Torah R, And I love the thing, the mayor of Yerushalayim came in, and they put him on their shoulders. Everybody was singing. They were singing for the mayor. Now, the mayor is a tzaddik, Zod Olam. He was a tzaddik, Zod Olam. And I don't think he wanted to do it. But that was the lesson I was thinking, you know. Somebody, I think, knocked over one of the Magidi Shiurim. And he was trying to lift this guy up. So, like, the Magidi Shiurim was trying to say, like, this, oh, you want to hold them also on your shoulders? Like, where are we going with this? And a guy sees a mayor. I'm not trying to undermine anybody. The mayor of a certain city. He's a Jewish mayor. Wow, unbelievable! And a guy walks in a Talmud Chacham. He's not to a Rosh Hashiva. Maybe today some Rosh Hashivas are. He walks in. They don't even look at him. And this guy, their eyeballs are on him. What happened? So people voted for him. So vos. And I'm not saying Chas V'Shalom. He's helping. And he's doing great. And we have to give cover to them. Chas V'Shalom. Oh, but we can't lose the sight of what is that, of what is chashuv. What's chashuv? The Gemara says in Megillah, cover that Torah is odif milimah that Torah. Because if a person doesn't understand, if we don't celebrate Torah, and that could be the emes sakai of a siyam revoisa. If we don't celebrate Torah, Abaye, the Gemara says, kuf yud ches and Shabbos, that when one of his talmidim, one of the people in the base med, made it, finished the Messiah, he'd make a siyam, Abaye Rosh Hashiva, he made a siyam for him. And Rabbi says, Tasi Li, this should be my schus. This is your schus Abaye. You're 2,000 of Talmidim. But I don't teach Kavod HaTorah. If the lesson ends over with the Liman, it won't continue. People won't prioritize. What do I have from Torah Chas V'Shalom? Matehei Olam. And slowly Torah will fall by the wayside. And the Ben Torah will look as a Nebuch. He will look as a who knows what, where he's the most chashuv in the world. And this is something that's it's scary, everybody said, because we know it and we understand it. But the world out there, I'm not saying we as the people in the room, but there are people that understand it. But there are people that don't understand this. They understand how hush of Torah is, Rabbi Zah, and how important it is, and how much we have to prioritize it in everybody's lives, in the central theme of Klal Yisrael and the vision of the Rebbe Yisrael also. To prioritize it. To make it number one in your lives. And there's so many nafkaminas, Rabbi Zah. Should I take the extra job? Should I make the extra buck? Should I go here? Should I go there? What are the study? Shalav Torah. Chazal say, we always say this over. Megillat HaZayin. Godol Toyu Yotalmud Torah. Yoiser, mi kibud avei. And not chas b'shom to my kibud avei, but the Gemara says, Godol Yoiser. And the Gemara says, Vayte Godol Talmud Torah Yoiser mi binyan peis hamigdash. Again, Godol Talmud Torah Yoiser mi binyan peis hamigdash. She calls man. Shabbat up in there, you was high and Baba Ezra didn't want to go up with the goyle to rebuild the city. Goyle Yosef, everybody, Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash, take it easy, Rabbi. Don't start with the Beis HaMikdash now. Beis HaMikdash. I can sit and learn, Rabbi said. I'm not paskining. I can go to the Koysel, my Rabbi, and I'm not going to go to the Koysel. You need Chizik and David. But I can sit and learn. I have an opportunity to sit and learn. Someone said, well, come on, let's go to the Kohen. I'm not talking, I can have a tfiyah. So Chaim Shmuel used to go. He said, I go once a month, or once a week to the Tata, or once a month to the Mama. He used to go to Kever Rochit. You should go, because you need the outlets. I think you need also to Davin. It's a great place in the Kohen of Tfilah. But a guy stopped me. He was just by the Kohen last night. Come on! Last morning said, let's go to the Kohen. I'm learning the Kohen. You learn Torah, but not under the Kaisel. Well, that undermines Chas V'Shalom. Of a Godol Talmud Torah, not the Kaisel. They're building the Beis HaMikdash now. I'm not talking about the Kaisel now. We're talking about Beis HaMikdash here. And guys, according to this Gemara, guys can't steal you. Come on outside. And you have to go Mevat. Everybody has to call Yisrael Chayim Bevin Beis HaMikdash. But a guy's outside, he couldn't make it, he wasn't feeling well, he couldn't build today. He's in his room. learning Shnayim Uchsim B'Talis. And another guy's with a hatchet, with a pick. And he's banging away at the coin, so he's picking away, he's building, he takes blocks. And he's moving it, he's picking it. And a guy comes to him and says, you were learning today? Who's more choshev? The Eine Asher at that moment, but it's dangerous to say, but that's what the Gemara says. I don't want to say the Gemara says, God don't tell you, you're being based on me. Ezra delayed the Bini Beis because he wanted to learn by his Rebbe. He wanted to learn by his Rebbe. Come on, we gotta go build the Beis Hamikdash. No, I'm not stopping Shia. Hey, guy called. Yeah, hello. 1 second, I gotta leave Shia now. I got a telephone. Hey, Tante Susie, what's going on? Could you come pick up the bobby pins? And I have some bobby pins for my niece. We're going to get seminary. I need it right now. Oh, Rebbe, I don't think I'll be able to make shia today. Bobby pins. And this guy building the entrance there. Let's go build it. Hamikdash. Shia today from Baruch Ben Neriah. No base Hamikdash. Godol Talmud Torah Yosef Me'atzolos Nefashos. This is very, very, very scary. But two guys, one sitting in Beis Medrash, and one saving a person's life, and we're not taking away, people then, you have to understand the word. And a person, Chas V'Shalom, fell down and fainted, you have to go stop your learning quickly as possible, you have to Mechal Shabbos, you have to go out, because Pituach Nefesh is Derech HaKol Torah Kulo. So we're not talking about that. We're not talking about your learning and someone's dropping dead near you. We're not talking. Chas V'Chalila. Close the table. Close the table. And save the life. But who in the Be'enei HaKodesh Baruch who is more who in Be'enei HaKodesh Baruch right now what is more choshuv? Godol Talmud Torah. You answer myself the choshuv. I don't say Mordechai HaYehudi, the Gemara learns it out. You want to do cut out that Gemara verse. I can't do anything with it. The Gemara learns it out. Mordechai HaYehudi was saving Kali Yisrael. The Gemara's L'chor Lo Yehudi. They put him, he got a lesson on Madrega in the Sanhedrin. What was he doing? What was he doing, Mordechai? He was out there with red sackcloth, saving Kali Yisrael. Hummer. It's a different Madrega. Now we're not, Chas V'Shalom, everybody has their tafkin and tachl. I'm not getting into these things. It's very hard when people say, people get all nervous. This, Hatzolah, we need Hatzolah. And Hatzolah is unbelievable. We have to kiss their feet. The point of the Shavuos is not to take away from that. Chas V'Shalom, not to take away from Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Chas V'Shalom, any day. Chakalah B'chol Yom Shiyom. Not to take away from the Koisel. Not to take away from any Mokum HaKadosh of Yisrael. Not to take away, and not to take away from Atzol's nefashos. Unbelievable, Atzol members. We have to mechabit them and make parties for them and speak about their godless, speak what they're doing and saving lives. Ain dover godel come and the matzal nefesh asked me Yisrael ki ilu kol oilam kulur. But the point of the Shmuel Shabbos is the simcha lokim kefayim v'cheminash. We gotta prioritize in our lives, and we gotta give that over to the children, to be known. We gotta pass that down. Yisimcha, no matter how much money I'm making, Shloime, Yankala, no matter how much money you see me all week working, and making tens, thousands, of millions of dollars, and when I walk out of the house, everybody's looking at my car, and everybody comes to the house, and they see these chandeliers. The bathroom chandelier! Thousands of lights in the bathroom! I've counted it many times! And they envy our house and they envy our car! There's no greater thing, Yankala, than being a Talmud Chacham and being all the riches in the world, all the money in the world, doesn't come equal to the Talmud Chacham. And we love you. Without the support of you, we can't exist. Mechabit you. Rebbe is mechabit as Hashem. There's a chashivas in being an Hashem. But for Yosem as Ephraim, Lefnei, Menashe, that has to be intrinsic in our psyche, ingrained into every yid, every kid. Yaakov wanted that. Yaakov was afraid. With Yosef's godless. And Yosef supporting all Klal Yisrael. And Manasseh is going to continue. That support. That leadership. Being a head of state. Making sure that Klal Yisrael exists. Make sure we don't fall. We have our own places. We have our own governing rules. We can keep our Yiddishkeit. Godless. We have to make godless such people. We need the Mishnashes. But we have to know. And we have to understand. And we have to mechabit ad asoif the Ephraims. Vayosef. And our own, it starts in our own lives. You could talk. And you could talk. And you could talk. And you could talk more to your kids. And to your Talmidim. And to everybody, the Cheshivas of Torah. But if you don't see it, Lamaisa. If you have a free time. And I'm not talking about thing. What do you do with your spare time? When you really have spare time. Are you counting your money? Are you going shopping in a mall to get a 17th pair of shoe? Are you spending your time, hours and hours, on how to redesign the house that you redesigned last year? I think the bathroom needs a reshaping. The toilet should go in the other corner. We moved it 6 times already in the last 15 years. Talking and talking with the family how the breakfast table would look even nicer in a different corner. And we had different wallpaper. And I'm not saying we need to have all this. And it's proportion, each one of you proportion. Of what are we prioritizing? What are we teaching? What are we giving over? Are we giving this message? The Tata has a few minutes, he runs to his shir. He does the Daf HaYomi. He runs late at night. He runs in the early in the morning, the Chapashir. He understands that whenever he has a free moment, he tries to learn. He's Mechaber the Rav. Oh, not this guy, not that guy again, not that Russia again. The rabbi, when they speak at the Shabbos table, the rabbi spoke too long. Rivka, the rabbi spoke too long. What's the problem, Yanko? It was another 5 minutes. We gotta get home, I was starving. Bring me some more schnitzel. That's we teach the kid the lesson that more important than schnitzel 5 minutes earlier. The rabbi spoke too long. He spoke a little bit more Torah in your life. The police say, you gotta hack it around in Bainer. I said, this is something forever. This is something that Rabbeinu wanted to instill in the bloodstream of Klal Yisrael. That we have to be Machshav Torah number one in every part of our lives. Asiyas HaTorah. This is what we're living for. And if not, we're going to fall into the trap like all the other guys. Thousands and thousands of years of suffering, of all the things that we went through, Rabbi Zah, it was only because we kept to the Torah, Rabbi Zah. This is our lifeblood. And we have to look at it as that. This is the thing that we have and that we exist by and grow by and continue on by. We got to give that message over, Rabbi Zah, loud and clear, by actions. There's so much time, Rabbi Zah, in our lives. And we talked about it a few times. You have your Fridays, your Shabbosim, you have your times off, Rabbi Zah. We have so much time off. But we have time with learning also. And you need to do your outlets, and you need to do your things that you like to do, whatever it is, Rabbi Zah. But we got to put into the thing, prioritize. When I do have those extra times, when I don't have to do it, what's the number one on the list? And if Torah is not, it could be very well. We're not holding by that, but we're going to make it that. We got to make it that, the number one of us. Everything else is second fiddle. Everything else is something that we do in order to get to that Madrega. As we said, is the Daschola. The lack of Kavod HaTorah, whatever the chalishas of Kavod HaTorah, where the goyim translating the Torah and making a shout out to every man, our unique gift. It's not shy to us. That was the choishech. That's the chaschos ha-choishech, as I'll say this to us. The choishech. We should be zuchu to that aura, to see the clarity, to understand very, 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 very clearly. Ephraim, Yisim Chalim Ki Ephraim V'chem Menashe. We should be zuchu. The Torah should become the mainstay in our lives. But they say, with the geschmack, not the point of the shmooze is not, oh, now, the point of the shmooze is, we have to aspire for it. Each one at the level, that time, aspire. Aspire to make Torah the number one thing. Aspire to maybe make another Seder here if I can. Have a little bit extra time. Another few minutes of learning. Learn a bit here, learn a bit there. But the aspiration, that Torah has to be number one. We're going to be the next generation of the Balabatim and all that. And if Torah doesn't keep its Hashivah, it's not only a chesaron, it's not only a chesaron, and the etzim, the cover that Torah, the whole kliyus will dissolve. This is our lifeblood, and if we don't look at it as that, and if we don't treat it as that, we can crumble. Rabbi Yisrael Chaim Shmulevitz says, "What's the pshat?" And I'm ending. Rabbi Yisrael, "What's the pshat that a person who's who says halacha if they rabbi, he's murder halacha if they rabbi, it's chayv misa." It's chayv misa. He said, he said the wrong halacha, he said the right halacha. By Shmuel, Amaral, but the Gemara says in Erin Samach Gimel, hamur halacha chayv misa. Now Chaim Shalavit says that we have to understand there's a Messiah, there's a chain. Covid rabbi is a chain back to Sinai, back to Torah. If we're not Muhammad the rabbi, and we vase in a certain way, we stop that chain, that connection to Sinai. If we're not Mechabed the Torah, we stop that chain. You know, it was ending the famous story of Isaac. They read that there was an Arab prisoner here in Eretz Israel, and he saw an Israeli guard. Right, an Israeli guard. The only place in Eretz, everything's Israeli, everything's Jewish, the Jewish. So he saw an Israeli guard. And he saw him on Pesach, he was eating a pita, a nice falafel, shawarma. And he wrote in his memoirs, "I realized then that we have a chance. I realized then that the Arab struggle is alive and well." So a pita, everybody said, he realized the Arab struggle was alive and well. And what's the pshat? And he wrote in his memoirs, this Arab, in the jail. I was watching, asking, don't you realize that this is, it's Passover, it's your holiday? He says, "Nah, we don't believe in that stuff." What's our whole schus to Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi? What's our whole schus of being Torah? It's a Torah. If we don't believe in the Torah, so you have no right to Eretz Yisrael. If we're not machshav what Torah says, if we're not machshav every word of Torah, if we don't prioritize that Torah is the greatest, this is it, this is everything. This is it, Rabbi. If we don't make this our mainstay, if there's anything that's more important than this, so the whole religion crumbles, Rabbi Yisrael. So if Yaakov Avinu's brother, Rabbi Yisrael, if we're thinking about it very deeply, it wasn't just the brother, okay, let's prioritize, but Yaakov Avinu was giving a legacy to Klal Yisrael. That if we don't prioritize Torah, if this is not the most chashuv thing in our lives, we need Torah mitzvahs, obviously, then the religion will crumble down. If we're going to make something else more chashuv, Torah takes a back seat. Torah is secondary. So it can get pushed further down. And then we have no existence. We're no different from the other Amen. But you're in the Mahulta. You gotta be machshuv Torah. We have to make it the number one thing in our lives. How we do it, and the level that we do it, that's not the discussion that every person has to go with his rug and how and when, but that's the goal. The goal has to be number one. Raisa, it reminds me of a story that my Talmidim once told me in Torah Or. It's a true story. He was there, what Talmud told me, he was there, the owner of the New England Patriots, Robert something Kraft, who donated a stadium over here. Everyone knows Kraft Stadium over here. Came to Eretz Yisrael after his team, the Patriots, won the Super Bowl. He came to Eretz Yisrael. And they made a whole bummer for him. And he got up on the bummer. True story, right? The guy from Torah told me he was there, he saw it. And they announced that Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, a football team, is going to be speaking and coming. It was after they won the Super Bowls a few months in. He's coming to donate the stadium, Kraft Stadium, everybody knows, and he's going to speak for Rabin. Hundreds and hundreds of yeshiva bachrim were there. Yeshiva bachrim. I'm not talking about chilonim, yeshiva bachrim. Mitzitzis! They were sitting there, and their eyeballs were mamish. They couldn't believe it in front of them. Is who? Some guy. Who? Mamish. A guy. That's all he is. A guy. He happened to have a lot of money, and his football team won. That's all. And they're sitting there looking on him. Mamish. It's what?
He's Jewish.
He's Jewish. Baruch Hashem. Bekitza. Gevali, you know, Baruch Hashem is a Yid. They probably took him to the Kaisel. But you know, you have to make care of it. And Robert Kraft got up and gave a speech, and he said, "I love your people and I love Israel. It's very endearing to me, Israel, but I love something more." And he had a bag with him. He opened the bag. This is Mamish first hand Maisa. He opened the bag. But I love the most is football. And he opened the bag and he took out the Vince Lombardi trophy. Took it out. My Talmud saw what was going on. Mayhem. They were going crazy. Guys were trampling, trying to touch the Vince Lombardi trophy. They were going out to run out to try to touch the Vince Lombardi trophy. And I thought to myself afterwards, the next morning, I was thinking, Kriya Satoira, the guy's in the back! He's in the back of the shoe. He's not coming forth to kiss the Torah! He's in the back of the shoe. No movements forward. The Torah's coming here, the Torah! This is it! This came from Sinai! The Torah, Torisha! And the guy's in the back! The Torah, you can really kiss it! You go over and kiss the Torah! Kiss. Germs! Germs! He's talking about germs! He's talking in the back about the Vince Lombardi trophy! And he won't go up to kiss the Sefer Torah! I'm not saying the boy said, but that should be. You see the Sefer Torah come out! You run over and get a kick, this is it! I mean, we live in that world. I live in that world also. Of sports. We said, we get excited. But shouldn't it be that when the Sefer Torah comes out, this is it, boys. This is it. The Sefer Torah. Kedusha Sefer Torah. It falls on the floor, you gotta fast. And it burns, you bury it. You have to bury it like a mess. This is it. Germs! Germs! He didn't show up to Matan Torah because he had a cough! Hashem Yirachem. I'm just saying that the contrast was, he hit me so stark. The guy's not, he sits in the back, he doesn't come up to kiss the Sefer Torah, and they were trampling. Okay, the same board every time, but it's every Monday and Thursday. Every Monday, we took out the bit. That's not the point, but I don't think that's the vort, the Monday and Thursday. The vort is the how chashuv it is, the Sefer Torah. Ah! The celebration of the Sefer Torah, but it's not. To go kiss the Sefer Torah, you have a Sefer Torah, to go out and celebrate it. What's the vort, but it's not? It's brought down in halacha. To go kiss the Sefer Torah, go up and kiss it and touch it. What's the vort? Machshuv it. Make something out of it. The Zoy Satoyra could be that's the Pshara, but it's not. When we lift the Sefer Torah behind, the Zoy Satoyra, Hashem Som Moishel, of Neim Nei, this is the Torah, this is the Torah, Hashem Som Moishel, of Neim Nei, Israel. Make a big deal about it. Stop your conversation about what pizza party going for the afternoon. The Zoy Satoyra, Hashem Som Moishel, of Neim Nei, this is the same thing. Excuse me, sir. I'm not getting the corn, the corn pizza today. Bezois ha-Torah. So you should tell your voice like that. It's a life changer for us and for Kal Yisrael. Because if not, then the Arab prisoner is right. The whole religion is going to crumble. We won't have anything. It starts with a little lack of kavod ha-Torah. That's what it starts with. We're not machshiv tamidei chachamim. We're not machshiv Torah enough. And it ends, Rachman al-Sal with Peter in the Arab prison of Baisar. Yisimcha l'kim ki Ephraim v'chavanashe v'zoycha v'ezah Hashem to the day when the whole world v'hoyo b'ayom everybody's going to realize the Rebbeinu Shel Olam obviously and the godless of what Torah is of Baisar. Everybody's going to realize, everybody's just going to want more and more, as it says in time of Mashiach, the emes will come clear, and the tshuka, the desire to want Torah, to understand Torah, to know Torah, that all comes with the chashivas, was about machshiv Torah, to understand how chashiv Torah, I want it more than anything in the world. Just like money. Why is people running after money? Because it became, in our minds, the mindset of the human race came that money is the most chashiv. Chazal has a tzad that a person is more chashiv than a person's goof. It became the most chashiv azach. So people are running it. No, what's on a person's mind all day? All day. How much money he needs, how much money he's making, how much money, everything's money. Because it became the most chashiv. In Tevach Shenach, Kav Kesev, Kav Azov. Says Chazal, if you're going to look, seek it out, Kav Kesev Azov, meaning that's the pshad, if you'd be master of Kav Kesev Azov, you'd also be running after it. That's why David the Melech became a tzad, a gadol. Should be zoyich of Eizah Hashem to imagine, to understand what Torah is, to mechavid the Torah, and zoyich to the pitzus of Torah, all the brachos, asher kosev v'sef v'Torah hazeh, should be spread upon all the klal Yisrael. Zoyich to be as Mashiach tikeinu mehei v'min amachah.